Sweet ending in Mecca. A couple of years ago, to be exact, in 2006, my cousin went to Mecca with this youth center to study Quran, and as they were going there, usually the first thing that you do when you go to Mecca is you do this small religious pilgrimage, which is known as Umrah, and one of the things that you do in Umrah is that you cut your hair. It's known that the more that you cut, the better. The people who were my roommate's cousins, who were my cousin's roommate, actually went bald, and when they got back to the hotel, they were so tired. And my cousin wasn't as tired as they were, so he just took his slippers off. He kept banging them on the head, and they were bald, so they felt the hurt even stronger. So what they did was that they kicked them out of the room, and they swore that he wasn't going to sleep with them that night. So what my cousin did was that he went to another floor and he stayed with another friend. Meanwhile, while all this was happening, there was this cleaner who was actually cleaning the lobby. And while he was cleaning, he was smoking. When he was almost done with the cigarette, he threw it on the sofa. And the sofa actually burned, and some gases came out, went to the vent. As these gases went to the vent, they went to the floor. They went to almost every floor in the hotel. The Saudi fire department came, and they got almost everyone out, except the guys who were in the room that my cousin was kicked out of. They were actually asleep, and they inhaled some of the gases, and they died. Everybody cried when they knew that that had happened. But after all the crying and all the tears, everybody smiled, because that was the death that they all wished for. And after burying them and getting back home to Doha, they actually met one of the guys who died, one of the guys who died's father. And the father actually told them that that his son actually wished for this death. And so it was realized that this death was actually a good thing for them. It was actually a thing that they wanted, to die in Mecca, to die while seeking knowledge and trying to learn Quran, and finally to die after doing Umrah, which means that you are mentally clean, which means that you are clean and ready, and the best way to die is this way.